I'm Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, December the 18th. Well, it looks like today will be a snow-free day in southern Wisconsin, a chance of light snow in the northern part of the state. But more snow is in our forecast before the week is over, and looks like winter will officially arrive with some kind of wintry weather on Saturday. What's going on this year? Are you tired of the snow and ice already? How unusual is it to be sitting on a foot or more of snow in parts of Wisconsin by mid-December? And how much more snow can we expect this winter? We will invite your questions, your complaints, your comments about Wisconsin's weather this hour. And actually not just Wisconsin, but nationwide, as bad weather is being experienced from the midsection of the country through the Midwest and into the East Coast. It's been leading the newscast nationally for the past week or so. Join in with your thoughts and questions for our guest weather expert at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Michael Morgan joins us once again, as he does frequently when weather is in the news, and usually does seasonally to look ahead to longer-range forecasts for a season. Michael Morgan is a professor of oceanic sciences at UW-Madison. I'm sorry, he's a professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison. And he joins us this morning from, I believe, Professor Morgan, you're in Washington, D.C. today?
Yes, that's correct.
How's the weather there?
The weather is actually pretty nice. It's sunny, a little bit chilly, but certainly warmer than the weather in the Madison area.
And, yeah.
Pretty nice day here.
The East Coast, though, New England really got socked in recent days, though, didn't it?
Yes, they had a significant snow and ice storm from basically central Pennsylvania up through eastern and southeastern New England with a lot of snow and considerable wind. So that was a big storm. I think Rochester, New York got up to about 8 or 9 inches of snow over the weekend.
Yikes. So was that the same system that got southern Wisconsin on the weekend? We were supposed to have a relatively snow-free weekend here in Wisconsin this past weekend, but southern Wisconsin, I know Madison got about 3 inches. I think Milwaukee area got even more, and I heard a lot of grumbling because that wasn't necessarily in the cards.
Well, actually, it's interesting. I'm out here on the East Coast for through August, and I grew up on the East Coast, and we're looking at a snowstorm, and I often like to make forecasts, and I was actually expecting that snow that you received in the Midwest, particularly in the Madison area, to be actually over here in the D.C. area. And the storm over the last several days, the forecast models kept continually shifting the storm further and further west. So the weather system that was supposed to give the Mid-Atlantic a little bit of snow and then maybe some rain actually ended up giving the Midwest that snow. So this was the same system. And eventually, it changed into a more coastal storm by later on in the weekend, and that's what gave the Boston areas and parts of New York State and northern New England the snowfall. So it was exactly the same storm.
Well, lucky us.
Right.
What's going on? Is this unusual to have? I think we've got at least a foot of snow or more in parts of Wisconsin already, and it's not even winter yet.
Right. Well, this is actually, just looking back about 7 years ago, back in the winter of 2000, December 2000, we actually ended up well above normal. Right now, in terms of December snowfall totals, Madison is running the total snowfall for the season, or excuse me, for just December, of 23.6 inches.
Yikes, 2 feet of snow.
Yeah, 2 feet of snow, actually, with about 12 on the ground. Actually, let me correct that. It's 23.6 for the season total. Mm-hmm. And we should, at this time of the year, this time of the season, be around 12 inches or so. So we're about a foot above normal or so at this stage in the season. And but it only places us sixth among all-time snowiest Decembers. I mean, back in 2000, we had about 35 inches of snow so far for the month of December. So we're still running a little bit behind that. We're not going to set a record, perhaps not set a record for the month. And Milwaukee is also sixth so far in terms of snowiest Decembers, with the winter of 2000 still leading up there at 49.5 inches for the entire winter. So it's not uncommon for us to get this amount of snow, and there certainly have been at least five other winters that have been snowier, or Decembers that started off snowier than this. But if you recall, December of 2000 was actually, even though it was the snowiest December that we had, just around the time that the month changed, early part of the new year, temperatures went above normal and pretty much stayed that way for the rest of the season. So we actually ended up with about a normal snowfall for the entire year.
Yeah, and so is that what I understand the long-range forecast is for this winter?
Long-range forecast is for above-normal temperatures and, if you will, about normal, about average precipitation. So that puts us, that doesn't mean it won't be necessarily snowier. I think the largest temperature anomalies, the greatest chances of it being above normal temperature-wise is actually over the south-central part of the United States. We're kind of on the just on the edge of the above-normal range. And so, you know, it's likely that we're going to probably, you know, it's not going to have perhaps the coldest winter that we've ever experienced, but it certainly looks like it's going to be, it could still be cold enough for snow. So I wouldn't say this is not going to necessarily be a snowy winter, but there's the chances are, temperature-wise at least, that we're going to be just a bit above normal. But, you know, a Wisconsin normal winter in terms of temperatures is not mild, and so being slightly above normal doesn't make it balmy, at least at all outside.
Yeah. The we'll get what that normal temperature's going to be after we check our weather. Our guest is Michael Morgan, a professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison. He's giving us the lowdown on our weather forecast for the short term and the long term, and we will welcome your questions and concerns, maybe your cheers about the weather we have been seeing so far this December, not only here but across much of the country. 1-800-642-1234. What are your weather questions? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's just about 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, December the 18th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After 4, Ben will be joined by Democratic presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich. That's after 4 this afternoon. Dennis Kucinich, author of a resolution to begin the impeachment of Vice President Dick Cheney, will be talking about how U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin has signed on to that or is calling for impeachment hearings to begin against Vice President Cheney. And we'll talk with her coming up after 7 o'clock, so we hope you stay tuned for that. Right now, we're talking about the weather and maybe complaining about the weather. Snow and ice has socked most of the nation and more than once through the month of December. We're talking with our guest weather expert, Michael Morgan, professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison, about how unusual this is, whether we can expect more of the same as the winter goes on, and actually as the winter begins on Saturday officially. And we welcome your questions, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk at wpr.org. We'll go to the phones right now and take a caller from Madison. Michael joins us. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I do a lot of sailing, both summer and winter, in the Madison area, particularly Lake Mendota. And I understand that that winds can be quite different at the surface and more variable than they are at higher layers of the atmosphere. But I'm just wondering, because it seems to me that the last couple of seasons, the winds have tended to be a lot more from the southerly direction. When I was growing up around here, we always talked about a prevailing westerlies pattern, at least in the summertime. Is there some change you've been noted in that regard, or is this sort of just anecdotal or imagination on my part?
Well, I wouldn't say it's, Michael, it's necessarily imagination. Certainly, that's anecdotal evidence that's, I think, consistent with at least the overall large-scale weather pattern over the United States for this particular summer. I can't say that I've heard these statistics for Madison in terms of an increase in southerly winds, but you may recall that the southeastern United States has been undergoing a drought, and there's been a persistent ridge, an area of high pressure that's been locked in over the southeastern United States. Much of the summer and fall is beginning to break down somewhat, which is giving them a chance for rain. But with the weather configuration and that pattern, that actually tends to produce more of a southerly flow over the Midwest. And so that could be, in part, what's contributing to the southerly flow that you've been experiencing locally here in southern Wisconsin in terms of the southerly winds over Lake Mendota. So that maybe I think it's consistent with the overall large scale pattern, but certainly there are certainly local variations in weather that can give you these southerly winds as well. But I think your anecdotal evidence is at least consistent with what I've seen on the maps over the last several months.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Michael. Now, I thought I heard a local weather meteorologist on television saying that La Nina was doing something with our weather this year, this December, as opposed to our old friend El Nino. Is that true? What's the difference, and which one is visiting?
Okay, well, certainly we are in what's called a La Nina pattern. This refers to a pattern of sea surface temperatures out in the Central Pacific. Typically, you know, there's sort of two phases, or believed to be two phases of this pattern, and the sea surface temperatures of the Central Pacific can control the development of thunderstorms way out over the Pacific, which in our previous shows we've talked a little bit about how weather patterns really remote from our area can actually have a big influence on the weather over the continental United States and other parts of the world, certainly. Mm-hmm. So the cold phase is associated with the decrease in convection, decrease in thunderstorms out over the Pacific, and that tends to lead to a weather pattern which is conducive for more of a ridge over the central United States, which is an area of high pressure that keeps things generally warm. With the El Nino patterns, we often get into a situation where you get really stormy west coast weather, and then over east, central and eastern U.S., we can often get wetter, actually, over the southern part of the United States during those types of weather patterns. I think for us, we're kind of on the edge of both being above, whether above or below normal. So this La Nina pattern is certainly what we're in. It's one that's consistent with slightly above normal temperatures for us and somewhat drier conditions. And I think that's certainly played part of the role in the seasonal forecast that's issued by the Climate Prediction Center.
Mm-hmm. And the difference of La Nina and El Nino?
El Nino is typically indicates warmer than normal temperatures out over the Central Pacific. La Nina is characterized by colder than normal temperatures out over the Central Pacific.
Yeah. So what is what kind of above average temperatures can we expect? What does that mean for winter?
Okay, for our winter, typically during the month of December, you should be averaging around 30 degrees or so for the high temperature and low temperature about 15. In January, the average daily average temperatures for Madison are a chilly 25 for a high and about 10 or so for the low. And since, as I mentioned, the climate prediction forecast gives some indication of how anomalously warm or cold will be or the likelihood of that, I would imagine that we'll probably be looking at those average temperatures in terms of being above normal. It might be on the order of just a few degrees warmer, a couple of degrees warmer on average. But to say that doesn't mean that we're not going to have days in which we have high temperatures below zero, nor does it mean we're going to have temperatures or that we don't have the chance of getting temperatures 10, 20 degrees above normal. It's all in the average. We have to look at this. So no particular day is necessarily average for Wisconsin and or for Madison, for that matter. But I would say that it looks like we're probably going to be, the average temperatures could be just a few degrees above normal for the season. But that's not something that's sort of going on the edge of my knowledge of the seasonal forecast. I just, in terms of scanning the maps, mm-hmm. get a sense that we are going mm-hmm. to be above normal.
Yeah,
but in terms of being pinpointing, it's a little bit difficult.
And as you mentioned before, even if we are a few degrees warmer than average on some days, that doesn't... that doesn't mean we're not going to get snow. So this normal precipitation, about how much is a normal snowfall for the winter season?
For Madison, it's about 50 inches total. And so we're now well, in terms of just the running totals, we're almost halfway through that. And so even if we were to go normal for the rest of the season, that would put us probably another, we're about 12 inches above normal already. So that could put us into the around 60 inches or so for the year if we just went normal for the rest of the season in terms of snowfall.
Yeah, and we when they say precipitation too, it's not just snow. It could be that lovely ice, couldn't it?
Oh, most certainly. And in fact, that's something that we're going to be watching, or the forecasters are going to be watching for the Midwest in the next couple of days, particularly for central and eastern Wisconsin. The next big weather system that's going to be affecting us, affecting the Madison area, will be sometime over the weekend, and there's a lot of concern about just the exact track of the cyclone. If it goes to our east, we'll probably get mostly snow and perhaps several inches of it. If it goes to our west, we could start off with snow then go into a nasty mix of freezing rain and sleet, eventually all rain, and maybe end up going back to snow once the storm is over. So certainly above normal precipitation just means precipitation and looking at the liquid equivalent of it, not the form in which it falls.
Yeah. Is that mess just expected for the, you said, for central and eastern Wisconsin, not necessarily north and west?
North and west, I think there's a greater likelihood, based on some of the model forecasts I've looked at, that it'll be primarily snow. But again, the exact track of the cyclone, this weather system over the weekend is going to be critical to determining what areas are likely going to get just all snow and those are going to get this mixed precipitation. I imagine once you get from Minneapolis and westward, if they do get precipitation that far west, it'll very likely be snow. When you get toward Eau Claire and Onalaska, La Crosse area, likely to be more snow than a mix of precipitation. But when you get from Madison and Wausau through Green Bay, it looks like there's a chance that it could mix with some rain. It could, enough warm air could get into this for it to be a mixture.
Again,
this is a few days out, mm-hmm. So I would certainly urge people to continue to watch their forecast.
Yeah, to talk a little bit about that, because it does seem to adjust daily when it comes to whether or not the forecast now says Thursday and Friday cloudy, a chance of light snow, Saturday cloudy with rain and snow likely. And then it used to be that Thursday there was going to be maybe an ice storm, and now it looks like it's going to be Saturday.
Yeah, as I was mentioning, the predictability in the last week or so, I think, has been much lower over the continental United States. And unfortunately, I haven't had time to really dig into this. But with the weather system over the East Coast, as I was mentioning, we're expecting significant snow or the potential for significant snow over the weekend. And it turned out this weather system ended up giving the Midwest most of the significant snow, and then later on the Northeast. For this, the upcoming week, it looks like in the middle of the week we could have a moderately intense system for the Midwest, and then maybe another one following up over the weekend. But that midweek system looks like it's weakened considerably, and so we might just get a little bit of light precipitation as the winds turn back out from the south and we get the warm air moving in from the Gulf of Mexico and the southern states. But it's going to be the weekend storm. Still seems a fairly good bet, and that's why the likelihood is still, the likely is in that forecast for the end of the week for a real cyclone, a real weather system going by, as opposed to just a shift in the winds bringing warmth and moisture up over the snow-packed parts of the upper Midwest.
Well, I guess it's appropriate being Saturday, the first official, the beginning of winter. An email from Michael in Phoenix, and we only have about a minute to go before a news break. I'd be curious, does your expert have any idea on how many days have matched average temperatures and precipitation in the past year in Wisconsin? I guess thinking that, do you have any idea whether or not how many days have matched average temperatures?
That's an excellent question, and that's a set of statistics I don't know, but perhaps with a break I can do a little bit of digging around.
Okay, we'll take our break then. We'll take our break, listen to news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then take more of your calls and emails about the weather for Michael Morgan, Professor of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at UW-Madison. Professor Morgan joins us from time to time, usually seasonally, or sometimes when weather is the news on this program, and weather certainly has been in the news a lot with all of the ice storms and snowstorms that we have been receiving, and it isn't even winter yet. It will be on Saturday. More after the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Tuesday, December the 18th. We are talking about the weather this hour, our wild, wacky, wintry, wonderful, if you like snow and ice, December weather in Wisconsin. And wondering if our winter, which doesn't officially start until Saturday, promises to be more of the same for us here in the Midwest. Our guest, Michael Morgan, our go-to weather expert on this program, is a professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison. He says the long-term winter forecast for the region actually says we will have above normal temperatures and about normal precipitation. We are talking about what that means and why this is happening. And we're also focusing in on the shorter term forecast as well, not just for Wisconsin, but for all of the nation. Lots of states really hit hard by wintry weather. Snow and ice has socked a lot of states across the nation over the past week or so. What questions do you have about the weather? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. How are you surviving so far this December? Is the weather posing any problems for you, or are you used to it? No big deal. Let us know how you are coping or what questions you have. We were talking about an email that we received from Michael in Phoenix who wanted to know how many days have actually matched average temperatures and precipitation for the past year in Wisconsin. He goes on to say, I live in Phoenix, and almost every day this past summer we were 10 to 15 degrees above average, and for the past 3 weeks we have been seeing 10 to 15 degrees below average. And looking back on the year, I don't know that we have had more than a handful of days that fell within 10 degrees of the 100-year average temperature. And Professor Morgan was going to check into average temperatures for the past year in Wisconsin and over the break. Any luck, Professor Morgan?
Yes, and in fact, the he took the words right out of my mouth. Michael in Phoenix took the words out of my mouth. I looked for just Madison, Wisconsin, in terms of our daily temperatures, in terms of the high and low temperatures, and I couldn't find any particular day in which we actually matched the average high and the average low. But I suspect if you were to look more carefully at the data, you would see a handful of days in which the average temperature for the date, that is the, you know, adding the average of the high and the low matching up with the climatological average, you'd probably find a handful that would actually exactly match that. But if you looked in terms of being within 5 or 10 degrees, I think you'd probably find several days, you know, several handfuls of days in which that would actually, you would see the match. It's really difficult, I mean, statistically, to get the actual temperature, the high temperature to match up, the low temperature to match up, as well as the precipitation to match up, all three of those numbers matching up to the climatological average. So it's a pretty difficult thing just statistically for that to happen. And in Madison this year, we certainly didn't have that happening. But for the average of the temperatures, the high and low temperature, yeah, you'll probably find a handful of days, 5, 10 maybe, in which those matched. And with being within 10 degrees, I think, I don't know, I didn't do the count, but I think you'd find dozens. Yeah. That were within that. But it really depends on where in the country you live in terms of the big, wide fluctuations in temperature that some people have experienced.
But it just goes to show that when you say, for example, the long-term forecast for winter having above-average temperatures, that doesn't mean that we're going to be basking in the tropics all winter long. It means that, you know, we're going to have some below-zero days, and we're going to have some days where it might hit 40 or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. There's one thing I do want to correct. I don't want to give any misinformation. As I was looking over that data, I clicked past a few of the maps that I was looking at, and the forecast for precipitation, actually, for those that are snow lovers, is a little bit more hopeful, particularly for the southeastern part of the state, because it's looking, the forecast, I was saying, about normal, but in fact, just to our southeast, southeastern Wisconsin is in a region of above normal precipitation for December, January, February, as well as January, February, March during that period. So if you like snow, it'll certainly be, it's expected to be a little bit wetter than average, and that could translate, if the temperatures are just right, to above average snowfall.
Oh, then I'm glad you clarified that. Is that just the southeastern corner, like Milwaukee, or the entire southeastern half of the state?
I'll say the southeastern half. If you went through a line from sort of Janesville up to just south of Green Bay, so the southeastern part of the state being in an above normal region, and the rest of the, you know, as you go further to the northwest, approaching normal. Basically being in the normal zone for that. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to point out, this forecast was issued in mid-November. They do these forecasts, they update them every month or so the new one should be coming out any day now. And it was forecasting for the December, January, February period for above normal temperatures. Well, you know, since we've entered into the month of December, we've been certainly below normal in the Madison area. And most of the, you know, southern Wisconsin has been below normal, which is not consistent with that overall pattern for the winter. And so you may wonder, well, does that mean that we're going to have a period in which we're going to be well above normal? Well, we update these forecasts. We talked about La Nina being a factor in the forecast. Another factor also is the snow cover. Snow cover can, and there are feedbacks when you have snow cover that once you get cold and you stay cold and the sun's low and the sun angle is relatively low, with snow cover you reflect a lot of that sunlight back, so it keeps you cold. There could be some updates to this forecast that could trend us toward being a little bit closer to normal temperature-wise, just because we've already set the boundary conditions, if you will, the situation for us to be colder than normal, having snow on the ground. So I would say, check in these forecasts. You can look at these forecasts over the web, just like I'm doing, and there'll be links that we could provide to you for your listeners if they're interested in checking some of these things out
in
the updated forecast.
I'm sure they will. I'm going to follow up on that after I take Al in Bayfield. Hi, Al,
sure.
You're on the air.
Hello there. I have a question about terminology. And
sure.
When I'm outside in December and I'm walking around and it's 10 degrees up here in Bayfield, it feels windy and it feels cold. And yet I hear the weather forecast or the weather report, and they say breezy. What is your definition, the difference between windy and breezy?
I would say there is no strict meteorological definition of breezy or windy. I would say windy in just my own sort of vernacular. How I would say it would be, windy would be wind stronger than, I put breezier as being relatively light winds, but noticeable winds, 10, 15 miles an hour, whereas windy probably would be 20 or greater, but there is no strict definition. I think it's just your local meteorologist's choice of words for that. But I would put windy as being significant winds over 20 miles an hour, perhaps.
Okay. I mean, breezy to me always suggests spring or summer. Nice, light,
I see it as seasonal, related to the season more than the actual wind speed. Yeah, I don't think, but even in March, you might talk about a windy day in March, go fly a kite in March and it's windy.
Yeah.
As opposed to a breezy day. But, yeah, I suppose you could also define them in terms of your choices, in terms of the season.
So that's local option.
Yeah. I think it's a local option, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
Al, do you have what kind of snow
conditions? We've got a lot of snow up here. We've lost a little bit the last few days, but we started out with about 16 inches the first day of December, and we need that up here because Lake Superior is way down. We need all the moisture we can get, so we welcome it.
Yeah, that's right. There was a real drought going on, or still is going on, in parts of Wisconsin. Yeah. 16 inches on the first, that's where I think the first was that first storm, and it was that ice and snow in southern Wisconsin, and that's what made it miserable because it was so slick, and that snow was so darn heavy. It was like hammering concrete to shovel it.
Right, I happened to actually be in Madison just for that one big event back at the beginning of the month, and that was a very interesting storm.
Yeah, Professor Michael Morgan, professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison, is our guest talking with us about the weather and why we have been seeing what seems to be so much snow in December before winter actually even officially begins. Winter begins on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit more about the short-term forecast after we check the weather forecast, and we'll still welcome your questions and your comments. How much snow do you have? How much do you like this? What questions do you have about the weather? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 13 minutes before 7 o'clock, coming up after 7. U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin is calling for the impeachment of Vice President Dick Cheney. We will talk with her about why after 7 o'clock, and then we'll hear from a guest who disagrees with this effort after 7:30. So we hope you will stay tuned for that. Right now, we hope you will join in with your questions about the weather. Maybe your gripes about the weather. How are you coping with the winter weather so far this December when winter hasn't even begun? Our guest is Michael Morgan, professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison, and our number is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Open lines for you, and that's unusual when we talk about the weather. Usually that's something that you want to do, especially when it's kind of unusual. Of course, we have a little bit of a break in it right now, at least with today's forecast. It looks like a snow-free day for most of the state. Chance of light snow in northern Wisconsin this afternoon. But tell us again what we're expecting for this weekend, the Professor Morgan, Saturday and Sunday.
All right, for this weekend, there's going to be a storm that's going to be organizing. In about 2 or 3 days, it'll start off in the southwestern part of the United States and then get organized in northern Texas and head up to the north and northeast. And the question is going to be the exact track of the cyclone. If it goes, if the cyclone passes to our southeast, we'll be on the generally on the cold side of it. That would spell the potential for a significant snow event. There are some computer models that actually have it tracking to our west, which would mean perhaps snow, then sleet and freezing rain, and maybe even just plain rain for us. But far to our west, as you approach Minneapolis, La Crosse area, those areas are probably going to have a chance of getting a significant snowstorm. So it's still, the actual cyclone itself has not even developed yet. This is using forecast models to determine this or to begin to forecast this. And the cyclone hasn't developed yet, and so we'll really have to wait a couple more days to begin to sort of fine-tune that forecast. But there's a chance for a significant winter weather event over the weekend, and the exact track of the cyclone could tell us whether we get lots of snow or snow changing to sleet and freezing rain, sort of an icy mix, and maybe even back to snow at the end of it if it gets cold enough, quickly enough.
Yeah. What exactly is a cyclone?
Cyclone, just a low-pressure area on a map. We generally, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, we refer to cyclones as any weather system that has a counterclockwise circulation. So I use cyclone or low-pressure mm-hmm. area or just storm system. You might hear on the, you know, TV weather.
Yeah, I usually think that the forecasts are usually pretty good a day or so before, but then now we see more and more seven-day forecasts. How reliable are those? It sounds like not too.
Well, it really depends on the weather, the flow regime, the weather regime that you're in. You know, my sort of focus mm-hmm. is on predictability, which is actually trying to address this particular question. And it's the reduction in forecast skills due to two factors. One, insufficient data or problems with the forecast models that we use. The forecast models have really improved over the last several years, and the data that we take, particularly satellite data, has helped fill in some of those gaps data-wise. And so it's also just a function of, again, the flow regime we're in. This last week or so has been pretty tricky for forecasting over much of the over North America. And I think the uncertainty in the forecast for this weekend perhaps just indicates that we're still in a flow regime, which is really tricky. You can sometimes get a seven-day forecast, which is right on the mark to the extent of precipitation type and giving you some broad range of what the temperatures are going to be. On the other in other situations, you can get a seven-day forecast, which is a total bust, or even a two-day forecast, which totally doesn't work out at all. Mm-hmm. And that certainly happened for us on the East Coast just a few days ago. So it really depends on the scenario, mm-hmm. the forecast regime, weather regime that you're in.
We have lots of callers now. So Jim,
yeah, sure.
Jim and Tomahawk is next. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Hi. Say, I was just wondering if you're evaluating what the averages would look like if you broke them down into smaller increments, like 10-year averages, what that would indicate.
Okay, that's an excellent question. Thanks, Jim. One of the things that's done with the temperatures, when we talk about normal temperatures or the average temperature, the National Climate Data Center and just in general in climatology, they use a running or a 30-year average temperature. So we're actually using an average temperature from 1971 through 2000. Just a decade ago, we would have been using 1961 to 1990 or so for the 30-year time period that we're using. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is because we've been experiencing overall across the globe, across the country, increases in the average temperature, the averages have actually gone up. So if you compare the average temperature over the winter for Wisconsin and, 2 decades ago compared to what it is now, you would see that it actually has gone up somewhat. And so by using these moving averages, it kind of gives us a flavor for what climate regime that we're in. But those averages have actually been changing. If you looked at an even shorter time range, just the last 10 years, you'd probably find that the average temperatures over those 10 years are, in fact, warmer than the 30-year average that we're using. So that actually influences even the accuracy or how you actually evaluate the accuracy of a forecast of above normal. So sometimes when you see a forecast of above normal for the winter, that actually kind of could suggest that we're going to be even warmer than you might have expected for an above normal forecast just a decade ago, because the averages have gone up somewhat. So I think how you do the averaging certainly influences what you determine for above normal or below normal.
Thanks, Jim. Jerry in Amherst is with us now. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, good morning. See, this actually dovetails nicely with the last caller. My question is about terminology, because I hear weather people always use the term normal, which to me implies that anything outside of normal is aberrant, when I think using average all the time would be a better practice. And I hear it used interchangeably as though normal and average are the same. I'm just wondering where that comes from.
That's an excellent point, and I've actually used them interchangeably. And we had a call, I think, a couple years ago when I was on this broadcast, when someone also brought that question up. And I haven't actually had a chance to look carefully at the sort of history of when they normal versus average. They just define the climatological normals as an average temperature over a 30-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably just a definition more than anything else. But yeah, to say that it's abnormal is perhaps misleading, but that has connotations which aren't particularly positive, and so, well, this is an abnormal weather, but no, it just deviates from the average. Even using the word deviate, perhaps, is not the best word either.
Well, but yeah, I get it. And what we have been seeing, for those who have just joined us with this, while we're not breaking any records, I consider this abnormal, but it's not abnormal what we're seeing here in December. In terms of all the snow?
In terms of all the snow, I mean, there's certainly been even more abnormal years, if you will, or a bunch of above normal precipitation for the month of December that we've experienced. So we're, you know, it's certainly, if you look at the average snowfall, we're above average for that, but it's not the most unusual that we've had, certainly in the last 10 years.
June and Sean, Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, I wish I was back in Washington, D.C., where weather is flexible. Sometimes you can have 40 inches of snow in 3 days, and sometimes you can have none all winter. I'm calling about my particular area of Wisconsin where I moved to 12 years ago. And over the last, I would say, 3 to 4 years, Shawano, which is in the west central part going up to Wausau, has been dry and almost drought in the summer. A month ago, I was raking leaves, and the ground wasn't frozen. Then we got that snowstorm here. But we have not had anything like Madison. I was down in Madison last week and amazed by the amount of snow. We're just praying.
What about that area? And Shawano is actually, that's east central, not west central, right, June?
Well, it's almost to the west. It's quite a bit west. We have a different pattern than Green Bay. And we have the lake, which is not frozen over, and the ice fishermen have to walk out there. There are parts of it that are still running.
Yeah, I always think of Shawano as like in between Wausau and Green Bay in that area. So some areas don't get hit and others do.
Right, that's exactly the case, and it looks like, again, this next weather system that we're expecting for the weekend could be the one that, you know, if it tracks just right, could, you know, finally be bringing some of the northern parts of the state some of the snowfall that southeastern and southern parts of the state have seen for the first half of this month. So I'd say keep your fingers crossed. I think that, you know, the patterns can be changing, or not changing so much, but giving you a greater chance of some snow probably by the end of the week.
Yeah. Thanks, June. Tom in Milwaukee. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
I just, as a note, I'm a snow lover, a cross-country skier, so this stuff is great to me. What I was wondering is, say, even more over a longer period of time, say hundreds of years, how cyclical are our winters? I mean, do we have long periods of warm winters and long periods of cold winters, cold snowy winters? And the same is true for like your shorter terms too, like 30 years or whatever. So I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. In terms of the really long term, over hundreds of years, I don't know we have firmly established, or to my knowledge, there are no records that really go back that long enough to see the cyclical trends in snow cover. At least I haven't seen them. For the shorter term, Yeah, there are cyclical periods, and what causes those cycles, that's outside of my range of willing to provide an answer for that. But I know in the early 1990s, there were snowy periods when we were getting 70, 80 inches of snow, even in parts of Wisconsin, which was certainly well above the climatological average. In fact, those big snowstorms in the early 90s actually shifted our average or normal snowfall for the winter up by about 5 to 10 degrees when we do these moving averages of what goes into constituting the average for a given day or a given winter. You know, we went from 1960 to 1990, and now we're going from 1970 to 2000. Those extra winters that were really snowy in the first part of the 1990s actually have pushed our average snowfall up a little bit. So even though we're warmer than normal, we've actually had above, you know, the snowfall's actually gone up as well.
Yeah. Well, we're just about out of time. I assume that those of us who do have a lot of snow cover right now are also going to have a white Christmas, Professor Morgan?
Yes. I don't think, even with this next weather event over the weekend, even if we do get some rain and ice, I think the snow cover is sufficiently deep, particularly in southern Wisconsin, that this is going to... It'll be a white Christmas for most of southern Wisconsin.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, thanks very much. It's great to be on the show.
Michael Morgan, Professor of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at UW-Madison. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing the hour. Thank you for listening and for calling in. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.